Welcome to Studio 1776. I'm your host, Daniel Leach. Today I'm joined with Eric, the Freedom Screamer, and Mr. Hall. He is going through some problems with the state of New York at the moment, and they are persecuting him, I believe, for not wearing masks, teaching his students. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Patrick. Thanks for being here. It's Patrick Hall, ladies and gentlemen. Patrick, what's the name of your establishment? And just tell us, you know, what you do there. And I want people to know right off the get-go, this is a thing that's very important to a great number of children. What Patrick has going on helps keep children off the streets, off the drugs, and on a very positive track. So, Patrick, I'm just going to turn it over to you. Let us know what your establishment is called, what you do, and then the situation that you're running into with the health department of Erie County, New York, where Buffalo is. Go ahead, Pat.
Sure, thank you. So I own the Hybrid, H-Y-B-R-I-D, Ninja Academy in Lancaster, New York, guys. And the brief history is I was on the television show on NBC American Ninja Warrior in 2013 and 14. I had such a great experience on the show and being involved in the sport. I stopped competing and I opened the Hybrid Ninja Academy for kids because I wanted every kid to experience the camaraderie that I experienced in the sports, the perseverance that it helped me, helped me attain, and also just a nice outlet it provided to help me exercise, both for my physical and mental health. It was a great couple of years. Of course, COVID ravaged my business and many others. We fought to stay open. I turned down many job offers during the lockdowns, sacrificed my retirement fund in order to stay open for the kids. I was happy to come back. We were thriving. We've had, Eric and Daniel, we've had over 2,000 kids come through our doors the last four years. And many are with us for life, or, you know, until they outage it. And, we like to offer personal freedom and personal choice, personal family choice. When people come in, we're very transparent. We say, it's not up to us to tell you how to raise your child or what you need to do. You'll see people both masked and unmasked. We believe in liberty. And everyone's harmonious, everyone gets along, until, as you know, a few people call it telltale, as you can call it. So we had a visit from the health department. A man named Michael Heinz came in, cited us for kids that wear masks, for not sanitizing the obstacles between each child. They said they'd come back in a week to check on us. We set up an appointment. He called and canceled that appointment, and I knew they were trying to trap us. And I'm very transparent, guys. I'm very honest. And I told them, I said, I'm not going to play pretend. We like to offer, it's not up to us to tell people what to do here. We welcome everybody. We welcome their individual choice and liberties. And it's up to them. So they trapped us. They sent a woman, an agent named Rebecca Henrian. And she was outraged that children were wearing masks. In fact, if you look at the citations that I refused to accept from them, it says, if you can believe it, children running around maskless. I said, this seems like a good time. Thanks for the compliment. She didn't think that was very funny. And so what she did is she wrote down everything she could think of. And although, you know, we don't need a health permit to operate, so they really don't have jurisdiction over us. We're not like a restaurant or a tattoo parlor or what have you. They threatened us. And she said, well, now it's out of my hand because kids aren't wearing masks here. No one's wearing masks. You can go somewhere. Because, again, we offer that choice. She said, it's not up to us. Now, whether you'll be shut down or fined or what have you, it's stormed out. I called her to discuss the situation. She refused to take my call. And here we are. We await tomorrow, which will be Monday. And we'll see what happens.
Wow. And I'm sure this Rebecca, what was Rebecca's, the health department worker's last name? Speak it slowly.
Rebecca Henry.
Rebecca Henry from the Erie County, New York Health Department. I'm sure
and
she
and
has.
By the way, I'm sorry to cut you off. So, I've had parents call me in tears of joy, saying, thank you for giving my child a little bit of normalcy. This is the only place that we go where they feel like they can be free. Because the masks, in my opinion, the parents agree, are a metaphor. They're not just their, you know, literally masked, but their posture is masked. Their communication is masked. Everything about them is their head down, their shoulders down. When they take the mask off, and may I add, we've had zero cases of COVID traced to the Hybrid Ninja Academy, zero.
Zero zero cases.
And zero cases. And less children unmask themselves. That just the demeanor, the freedom. They can't wait to come back and actually have the choice to be kids again.
Right. It's psychological as well as physical, the restraint that the mask imposes upon especially young people, and more so on young people than an adult. Heavy duty psychological oppression and psychological abuse to force a child to wear a mask. So the masking is not just a physical dangerous reduction in the amount of oxygen they're taking in, and I'm sure doing ninja training, the ninjas, I mean, I know a friend from my past who was a ninjutsu expert. That takes a lot of oxygen and a lot of skill and a lot of discipline and a lot of, you know, mental clarity, which you need oxygen for. So not only is it a physical reduction of oxygen, which is highly dangerous for especially young people, but once again, it's psychological. Like you said, their demeanor, their attitude, their you know, their whole way is so much more upbeat and positive and healthy psychologically as well as physically. And, of course, that would mean...
And if I can just go up and add, if you don't mind, before the thought escapes me, and what I've noticed is that kids don't even know why they're doing it. They just know this is what we do. Other parents say, I don't have to wear the mask in. Are you serious? And they start to unmask. And, again, it's their choice. They can certainly wear it if they want to. And they tell their child, you know, you don't have to wear the mask. But they say, no. I'm going to leave it on. But they don't even know why, guys. They don't know what COVID-19 is. They don't know why. They just know this is what I do. This is normal. And that's what we have to stop.
Yeah.
Because these kids don't know why they're doing it. They just know that's what they're supposed to do. And I get so sick of hearing the term new normal. No, there's not a new normal. Let's get back to normal.
Excellent point. Right. This is, you know, very bad precedent that we set with children, telling them, well, you don't have to know why you have to do this or what the reason is. Just do it because somebody told you to. That's not only just wrong and living in a lie, it's really dangerous to society to have people who will do things not out of reason or out of, you know, cause or out of necessity, but just out of blind, completely blind obedience. Don't ask why. And they don't know why. Maybe nobody could tell them why, because there isn't a why. There's really, it's all about blind obedience, and that's a super dangerous and very sad precedent to set, to impose upon the youth who are going to be, you know, the next generation. They're going to be running this country someday, both like it or not. They're going to be taking care of your, wiping your rear end when you're 95 years old. And hopefully not at a nursing home in New York, but you know what I'm saying.
The theory is that they're going to be using whatever they're told to use on a rear end.
Right, and it could not be something soft and cushy, but you know what I mean. So
might not be double blocked, yeah.
Right, so we want to raise the best batch of young people we can, for lack of a better word, and treat them, teach them dignity and respect and honesty. There's no dignity, respect, and honesty in wearing a mask. It's blind obedience to most of these shock callers in the health department. And at the Fauci level, the CDC level, they're not real doctors. Apparently, Anthony Fauci never did his residency anywhere. He's an administrator. He's a pencil pusher. He's a statistics creator. And I can almost guarantee Ms. Rebecca Henry, the health department worker, has no medical credentials whatsoever. She strictly does what she's told from Gail Burstyn, the health department director, and both of them need a criminal trespass warning from courtroomwatch.com, which is downloadable. It's free. It's very powerful and potent. It talks about litigation at the international level against the perpetrators of the corona hoax and the corona scandal. And it talks about UCC law and the interference with commerce. This health department's interfering with commerce at the Hybrid Ninja Academy.
I just want to receive such a notice as well.
Right.
We're very serious about our, you know, about what we're doing here. You know, we're not looking for a fight. We're looking for trouble, but we're not going to get knocked out.
Well, no, and I mean, geez, the last people you want to mess with in the world, I think, would be the ninjas. I don't care how little. how little they are. You know, let's be people. Come on. And so, yeah, Patrick is apparently all over the paperwork. Patrick told me just before we started this interview that he's going to be sending out the mask letter, the criminal trespass warning, and the refusal declaration. All can be found at courtroomwatch.com. Just it's in a nice, neat, well-marked PDF file. Click here to download. So you download it, people, and print it out. And, you know, not only for your own personal cases, but if anybody wants to help take the cause of Patrick Hall from the Hybrid Ninja Academy, a real children's service, you know, this is great. It's a, what a great business. It does, you know, it's commerce, but it's doing a good deed at the same time. I like these dual purpose, you know, businesses that have a positive impact on people's lives, you know, are really...
And everyone's there on their own free will. Everyone's there on their own free will. I have people who said that, you know, who have had memberships with me that are still on hold from the pandemic, which, you know, to the detriment of, you know, the financial health of the business. But I say that's okay. If you're not comfortable, that's okay. You don't have to come in. I've frozen their membership, and it's there when they come back, and they won't lose a dime.
Oh, wow.
We're I'm a private company. I'm the 100% owner of the company. Anyone that comes in, I say, you know, here's a policy, you know, to your comfort. You may mask or unmask. You don't have to be here. You're welcome to be here. So everybody knows that, and everybody's there on their own free will.
Boy, that's an excellent attitude to have. And it's, I noticed this from many of the martial arts aficionados and experts and, you know, business people, whatever, you know, just the people that do it for a pastime. There's always a mental clarity and a you know, an honorable nature and a just cause. And I like the way you think things through. That's really nice that you put people's memberships on hold and didn't let the clock run while the government was telling you, sorry, you can't go out and, you know, make a living.
And again, that's to the detriment of the financial health of my business, but my business model is to do the right thing. And that's the right thing. And, you know, people are supporting me for being open and not making their kids exercise, you know, while limiting their oxygen. And I'm willing to hold on to the membership and, you know, until anyone has their own level of comfort.
Yes, yes. Yes, I mean, what you would think we would want, we as a people in general, if I may speak for people who think like I do, and I think there's a lot of us on the same page who want freedom, but I would think we would want more, I know I would want more of places like yours that are serving a multi-purpose. They're helping people, you're making a living, you're teaching, you know, not only physical skills, but psychological skills and life skills and morals that are, you know, for the most part, really solid. You know, I mean, you're doing a lot better work than, you know, most people's business are. Most people's business, they provide a service, they make money. It kind of ends there. I don't see the further reaching benefit that your enterprise has. And I'm hoping that people will help and get involved with your cause somehow. What we're looking for, people, is do whatever you think that you can afford to do. It doesn't cost much except for some paper and some ink to print out a criminal trespass warning or a refusal declaration or a mask letter just to remind the Erie County Health Department. Or if you can't get around to the post office or it's a little too much, hey, send an email to the Erie County Health Department. Mention the name of Rebecca Henry. And who was the other man? Was it Mr. Hines? What was his first name?
It was Michael Hyman. And by the way, we're starting an adaptive ninja program in June. And it's for kids with special needs. And the reason we're starting it is because so many parents of people with special needs, you know, all different, you know, layers and parts of the spectrum of special needs, from autism, Asperger's, everything.
Right.
Reached out and said, Patrick, my child has, you know, sensory issues. They can't wear a mask. This bothers him or her. And, you know, we heard that you don't make kids cover their faces. Is there something for us? So because of that, because of this, you know, this outreach that people have come to me, we've literally changed our schedule and made a place on the calendar for kids with special needs.
Beautiful.
That want this physical and mental outlet that, you know, don't want to wear a mask on their face. And for the health department to come in and threaten that, to me, is sinful and shameful. And I won't let that happen.
Exactly. It indicates with crystal clarity the level of evil that, and I'm not using this word lightly right now. I mean, I'm really thinking this through. It's clear. Those with eyes to see and ears to hear can't help but see the level of evil that the government is stooping down to hassle. You know, they're going after the most honorable people. They're going after the people who are doing the best work, the ones that are having the greatest effect on the children's mental and physical well-being. True, it's not keeping the children safe to force a mask over their face, suffocate them, tell them they can't get together and do ninja training. I mean, how do you train martial arts and stay 6 feet apart with somebody? There's no look. That martial avoidance, it's not, it's absurd. So it just indicates to me the frustrating level of evil that some people are willing to sink to, and in the government. And of course, it's happening in some businesses and corporations and agencies as well, but most of them are in the government. And it really, if there's any silver lining to this, I think a whole generation of young people is already beginning to wake up and realize that the government's completely corrupt. It can never be trusted. They're a bunch of liars, and their main job is to oppress and control the people. And that's not a conspiracy theory anymore. They're proving it. Are they not, Patrick?
They are. They most certainly are. All I want to do, you know, as an entrepreneur is run my business, pay my taxes, and change kids' lives for the better. And they're getting in the way of that. And, you know, to only offer one choice, one way of thinking, one way of speaking, what books we can read, that sounds like communism to me.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, the top communists of the last multiple centuries have all said, you know, the way we're going to take over America, it may not be necessarily from the outside in. Everybody's got, you know, a lot of people have guns and the country's armed and there's a big country and the people are fiercely free. But what they all said was this: we're going to take it over, meaning the United States, from the inside out. And how do you do that? Slowly and from the inside out, from the bottom up. Start at the local level. Start shutting down the families. Pull families apart. Tell them they can't get together with grandma. Tell them they can't have more than 10 people over Thanksgiving. Tell them they can't leave their house and go more than 6 miles, which is what they're doing in Ireland right now. Tell them they can't sit on a park bench next to somebody else, which they're doing in England right now. I mean, I could go on and on. None of this has anything to do with any pandemic, you know?
You're right. They have the power that we allow them, and we're not asking, you know, we're not asking to commit crimes or to, you know, be bad people. We're asking to allow children and ourselves to breathe, and that's a power that I'm not willing to relinquish.
Right. There's some sacrifices that we cannot be asked to make for the whole coronavirus paranoia, and that's really what it is. I spoke to a guy who works at the local hospital here near where I live. He's worked there for 43 years. Years in hazardous duty. And he said, right now there's 2 to 3 people at the hospital with coronavirus, and they're not sick. They're coming in and they're getting right out. Okay, so where's the pandemic? I was mentioning to Patrick, at this point, what should be coming out of the mouths of all the patriots and freedom people are proven. When the government says, well, you have to do this, say why, and then they'll give you some absurd, well, the numbers are up. Prove it. People are getting sick. Prove it. The hospitals are overflowing. Prove it. None of that can be proven right now. There is no pandemic. There's nobody at the hospitals. Nobody's sick right now. The government's PCR testing people at a hypersensitive rate of 45 cycles, which will pick up a positive on anything. So now all these people who are not sick, who do not have coronavirus, are being labeled as COVID-19. Oh, by the way, peeps, the CDC weekly surveillance website, if you go there, you can see it yourself, has a new reporting system. They released it about 3 or 4 months ago, very quietly, of course. It's called the PIC system, P-I-C. And this illustrates the fraud of what the coronavirus scandemic is and how coronavirus is not the same as COVID-19. Why? The CDC weekly surveillance PIC reporting program, the P stands for pneumonia, the I stands for influenza, and the C stands for coronavirus, PIC. It's their system. These are their words, not mine. And the PIC's reporting system calls pneumonia, influenza, and coronavirus all COVID-19 now. So not only is coronavirus COVID-19, but so is the flu. Where'd the flu go? Remember last year, the year before that, people would die of the flu every year. A fairly large number.
It's funny. So then they tell us, hey, look, if flu numbers are down because you're wearing masks. But then the next breath, they say COVID numbers are up because you're not wearing masks.
Right. Flu numbers are down because they're calling it COVID, and COVID numbers are up because they're incorporating the flu. Oh, and by the way, masks have been proven to concentrate the bacteria that you exhale and cause bacterial pneumonia. And so now that they're calling bacterial pneumonia COVID-19, along with the flu, they're calling COVID-19, and the coronavirus that they're calling COVID-19, this is how they're perpetuating. They can keep the numbers high, keep everybody
playing catch with themselves. No one else can get the best. Correct.
And as long as you can keep people wearing those stupid masks, you can keep the pneumonia numbers up because the mask caused bacterial pneumonia. And now if you're calling pneumonia COVID-19, great. The masks can literally lead to increased COVID-19 numbers. That's how they're achieving the self-perpetuating cycle. So look it up, people. The CDC Weekly Surveillance PIC Reporting Program. Pneumonia, influenza, and coronavirus are all now COVID-19. What a freaking scam.
It is. And the problem is that people just obey. And they're told. I mean, there are people who will just regurgitate without doing their own research. I call it pork drunk. You know, they just get drunk off the headline without really going into the bottom of the wine. And that's what's happening here, is that people, you know, are just looking at, oh, what, you know, CNN says this. Oh, my God, it must be true. Well, if you listen to CNN, Chris Cuomo, and Don Lemon, you have problems other than just receiving that information. But I always say that, you know, a true pandemic doesn't need a marketing campaign.
Right. Right. But historically, and J.R. Moore, the Green Beret homicide detective, has his own radio broadcast on RBN. He made a really good point. He said, excuse me for 1 minute. Hold on, I gotta get my dog in here. There you go. Okay. He said, I lost my train of thought. What point were you just making?
About how a true pandemic does need a marketing campaign.
Yes. Okay, he made an excellent point. Historically, a pandemic, just for something to be called a pandemic, there had to be a number of deaths associated with that pandemic. Recently, within the past, he gave the number, within the past 7 or 8 years, they have changed the definition of pandemic to just any sickness that's around in multiple places. Normally, you would consider a pandemic, there's got to be a lot of people dying to have a pandemic. That's not happening in this case. So how we are defining pandemic has a great deal to do with, you know, them declaring a state of emergency. Is a pandemic 2 or 3 people at the local hospital being, you know, discharged in a couple of days? That's not a pandemic.
So I don't, this goes along with how society is now, too, because victimhood and being scared are in vogue. They're now virtues, and it's every part of society. I mean, I hate bullies more than anyone. You know, I'm being bullied right now by, you know, Erie County Health Department. But, you know, when we went to school, if, you know, someone said, hey, look at, I like horizontal stripes on shirts better than vertical. All right, you know, but now people come home and they say, I was bullied because people discussed the stripes on my shirt. Oh, my God. And the victimhood is just, you know, it goes along with everything today in society. People just can't handle anything. And what's next? Spacesuits? Yes, spacesuits will prevent you from, you know, being around more viruses too, but there's an assumed risk that all of us take when we walk out of our doors, and everyone has the chance to stay inside of their home the same way that I should have the chance not to stay in my home.
You're making an excellent point. A lot of what you just talked about has to do with emotional maturity. As a people in general, we've lost the ability to, just like you were just cited with the horizontal stripes or vertical stripes, you know, which political party, who do you like, or who did you vote for, and I hate to say it, but even with the shot, we've lost the ability to be able to disagree but still be friendly and still be, you know, mature about it. We've entered into this victim culture, as you are, I think we're just describing, where being a victim and being oppressed by somebody else is a virtue, and they love their victim status. Oh, my God, somebody's against me. Somebody's oppressing me. Now I'm
legislation has to be written
to accommodate my feelings that may or may not be warranted.
Yeah,
and if they were truly worried about this virus, if they were truly, and I'm not like a denier that people get sick, okay? Of course, you're not either. But if they were truly worried, would they let 10 NBA players sweat and breathe and spit all over each other maskless while the theater of the coach 20 feet behind everyone by himself was wearing a mask? Come on.
Yeah, it's completely absurd. And it, people really have to dig in down deep and find their courage. And to grow up, respect disagreement. If somebody doesn't want to take a vaccine, that's their choice. Leave them alone. If somebody doesn't want to wear a mask, that's their choice. Leave them alone.
Part of there's risk, there must be choice.
Right. No risk, no freedom. Freedom requires risk. No risk, no freedom. So look, let's put it back on the other side. If you're so scared, okay, in this pandemic that cannot be proven, where the CDC is calling the flu and bacterial pneumonia COVID-19 so they can pump the numbers and hype the fear, then you stay home. Sit in your little bubble, be a victim, cry to the ceiling and the walls and your pets about how oppressed you are and how you can't stand the fact that everybody else has the freedom to make a choice. Being in public requires freedom. Look, if you want to be a ninny and wear your mask and bundle up in a hazmat suit and be scared, stay home. Stay the hell off the street. Don't come out in the world and then telling everybody else, you got to do this, you got to do that. You're in a public parking lot, you got to do this, you're in a public park, you got to do that. You're in a public accommodation business, and you got to wear this. How come you're not wearing that? Why do you think that? Well, stay the hell home. You ninnies.
Yeah, they have every right to. And what's sad is that, snitching out people is, now getting gold stars. Now it's getting rewarded.
Yeah.
Some people just don't want this to end. They like being told what to do. They like being controlled. They fear freedom. They fear their own wings.
That's exactly right.
They don't know how to fly. And the longer they can stay home and wear a mask and hide from the world, the better they feel, and that isn't everybody. Certain people have underlying health conditions, and masks may help them or help them feel better. But the difference is, Eric, is that we don't begrudge them. Okay,
right,
we don't tell them what to do. We don't tell them not to wear it. So here we have a situation where we have a very polarizing issue, and on one side of the aisle is us, and we're saying you should have the ability to choose to wear a mask or not. And isn't that America? On the other side of the aisle, people say, you must do what I believe. And that's not America. That's the biggest issue here.
Let's boil it down to one question. Who's the real tyrant here? Who's the dictator? Who's the oppressor? Who is the person that's unlawfully commanding somebody else as if we're in their military? It's the maskers. It's the vaccine pushers. It's not us. Like you actually made the point. We're not telling people, hey, you got to take off that mask or else, or you can't take that shot or else this or that. They're doing it to us. And so who are the real bad guys? I think they're proving it in everything they do. And you're right. At the lower level, the people love their obedience, and I think a lot of them want to hang on to the victim status and all the emergency-ness and all the, how special it makes me feel because I can be a team player and wear my mask out and help everybody, to protect
exactly.
Yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That the mask is the mega hat of the left.
But at the higher level,
it's a virtue symbol. Look how much I care. I'm going to take a picture of me wearing a mask away from everyone, put it on social media, and shame someone else for once.
As if it were a good thing. But at the middle and higher levels, it's about money. Because let's not forget, the 39, according to Senator Scott Jensen, who was both a senator and a doctor, he said the hospitals were getting at least $39,000 for COVID cases when they would normally get $11,000. And so I went online and I typed in the CARES Act, the first one, the one that took place during Trump's administration. Nothing's changed between Trump and Biden, unfortunately. The CARES Act has $121 billion to be divided up. I think there were a total of 5,000 hospitals in the country, between 5,000 and 6,000 hospitals. So that's not very many. So divide 5,000 to 6,000 hospitals. They're dividing, divvying up $121 billion. That's millions of dollars for every hospital. It's got to be.
Sure.
So, and you know,
I believe it was Jack Nicklaus, who had a relative pass away at the height of everything going on, and I think a Florida hospital. And if you look at what the death certificate, and his relative, I believe, died of a heart attack. It this might not be the exact facts, but it's to the point, and you can look it up. And they had written down COVID-19. And it was very public. It was all over ESPN.com. And he said, no, this was a, you know, and they said, oh, well, can we just blame it as COVID-19? And he said, no. I mean, and how much, and this is Jack Nicklaus. So, you know, that's, so he's going to speak up. But how much of this happens, you know, just in rural Kansas City that we don't know about?
Well, I'll give you a great example. Right on Facebook, her name's Heather Ianterno, and her grandma was in the hospital for something unrelated, was tested for COVID negative, was released from the hospital. She died about a month later from some part of cardiovascular issue, and the hospital retroactively put coronavirus on the, or COVID-19 on the death certificate. The family was pissed. They wanted to try to get the hospital to remove the cause of death being COVID-19 because everybody knew, including the hospital in their own release form, for the woman that she was, did not have COVID-19.
Oh,
but they still fraudulently, they still committed the fraud. They're that desperate for the money, that immoral, and that stupid that they would do that. I told the family, don't have them remove that from the death certificate. You got your Willy Wonka's golden ticket, bro. That's your lawsuit right there. You got proof of the fraud. Sue them for millions. And it's going to take time because when we're in the middle of this supposed emergency, which they can't prove, you'll have a more difficult time suing. But I think in the future, I'm hoping to have, and we need to all push for major lawsuits and Nuremberg-style trials against the perpetrators of this corona scandal. And just some good news, if people go to courtroomwatch.com and read the criminal trespass warning, one of the first attachments is the Reiner Fulmisch lawsuit, where a bunch of high-power, world internationally known attorneys are suing on our behalf to try to get damages for everybody who suffered under the hand of the health department, the World Health Organization, the governor's out of control. All these damages need to be totaled up. So as we go forward through time, people, everybody needs to keep kind of a diary or a ledger of your losses. I don't care if it's financial, couldn't make it to work, your place of business was shut down, you got less unemployment than you normally would have made, psychological damage, you know, you got a divorce, you came in, whatever that happens, it should all be recorded, even if it's just as a diary. Keep records of all your damages for this, because someday we're going to try to get compensation for everybody who suffered. Right now, let's help try to keep Patrick's Hybrid Ninja Academy open.
We're not going anywhere. We're
going to
stay open. I give everyone my word.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, let's help him do that, people. If anybody can put the squeeze, and we're going to, what we'll do is we'll post some phone numbers and email addresses of the perpetrators, the county health director. Her name's Gail Burstyn, B-U-R-S-T-E-N, Gail Burstyn. She claims to be a doctor, and she's the head of the health department. The two people involved were Rebecca Henry, and what was the Mr. Hines' name again? Was it Michael?
Michael Hines.
Now, how do you spell his last name?
I believe it's H-E-I-N-T-Z, and I have nothing at these people personally, but I have no problem with the transparency of the facts of the situation and those who are trying to close me down.
Can you give our listeners right now your social media presence so they can follow what you're doing on a regular basis?
Absolutely. So my name is Patrick Hall, H-A-L-L. I'm easy to find on Facebook. And you can also follow me at the Hybrid Ninja Academy on Facebook as well.
Okay, so that's hybrid. It'll be H-Y-B as in boy, R-I-D. Hybrid Ninja. Yep. N-I-N-G-A, like the Japanese. Hybrid Ninja, and it's called the Academy, is it? Hybrid
yep.
Ninja. Okay, good.
Hybrid Ninja Academy, yep. And we, you know, we love to hear from everybody, and we like to provide a comfortable, cooperative place for people of every belief and background to kind of be together.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great place. I might start coming there for a little training myself if you deal with old men like me.
Come on in.
both. That's great. Patrick Hall of the Hybrid Ninja Academy. I think we've laid out the case that you know, this is a place that needs to stay open. This is, he's doing, you know, I think God's work, as well as trying to make a living. The county of Erie County, New York, because there's also an Erie County, Pennsylvania, people. So just be aware that if you're doing any research, this is the Erie, E-R-I-E, like Lake Erie. It's the Erie County, New York, health department. We're here in not New York. So, now some of the other counties are being pretty cool about it, but Patrick's up in Erie County, close to Buffalo. And you have to sometimes be near a city to make a business work. Not everybody can be out in the sticks doing farming. I mean, that's only, you know, that's not, there's not enough of that. Everybody's got a different gig. So some have to be closer to the city. When you get closer to the city, it's usually a tougher fight. The health departments are usually out of control. And we want to make sure that, let's see, now you're in Lancaster, aren't you? Is that true?
We are. Yep. Okay. I also just opened, before we conducted the interview today, I opened a social1716.com account as well.
Oh, social1776.com.
Social1776 under my name, Patrick Hall.
Oh, great. Did you hear that, people? Patrick Hall at social1776.com. He's got an account now. So we're going
to
keep
trying to be very, very active.
Now, did you find out the name of the mayor of Lancaster, New York?
I have not yet. That's on my list for tomorrow morning. I live in a town which has a supervisor, but my business is in the village of Lancaster, which does have a mayor, so that's on my list tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. So we'll get that posted, folks. But I want, as my activist listeners who have helped a lot of people, many whom they don't even know, but what they do once we interview them, as we're doing with you now, I think people got their mind around, you know, you're a pretty decent guy, you're doing good work, and I really like what you're doing, and I want as many people as possible to help out in your situation. So I think, you know, we like to include definitely the health department, which is the direct immediate threat. I also think it would be kind of to politely, of course, everything's politely and professionally. We don't do any threatening. We don't throw any F-bombs around at the political prostitutes, even though they deserve it. We still try to be professional, stay on the high ground. So, but I think some polite, professional, you know, a little bit of heat should be placed upon the town supervisor for the town of Lancaster, New York. And as well as the sheriff of Erie County, New York, Tim Howard. And we've had a very iffy kind of, he likes to play both sides of the fence. He makes a statement that he supports the Constitution, but then lets his deputies do ride-alongs with the health department. He'll speak out of both corners of his mouth. So putting a little bit of pressure on the sheriff that it's up to him to protect the liberty and freedom of people like Patrick Hall in his county, and that's crucial that we do that. And these sheriffs all talk to each other, so helping in one case helps yourself, people, as well. This will all come back to you in a very good way. So Tim Howard, the sheriff of Erie County, New York, should be, you know, told that it's up to him. He has an oath to uphold the Constitution, and that includes protecting the liberty and commerce of Patrick Hall at his academy, and he's helping the young people, and some of them very much in need of this specific service. You know, it's very important that the sheriff protect Patrick Hall. The town supervisor for Lancaster, whose name will get posted in the next couple of days, and of course, something with a little more teeth, like a criminal trespass warning for Rebecca Henry. Michael Hines, H-E-I-N-T-Z, I believe is his name. We'll get the names and a little more detailed information posted up there. But Rebecca Henry, Michael Hines are the two foot soldiers for the health department. Gail Burston is the head of the health department. All three of those. And then Sheriff Tim Howard is the sheriff of the county. And we'll get the name posted of the town of Lancaster, town supervisor. Because all of
we want everyone to be free. And also, too, if Gail, Rebecca, and Michael want to bring their kids into the gym, they'll be treated with nothing but respect and courtesy.
Oh, I'm sure. You treat them a lot better than they're treating you. I can tell that. So, yeah, and I think that's clear from our interview. So, people, this is a big case. I really like this guy. He's doing great work. He's helping the youth. in large numbers. He's got a special needs class coming up. This place needs to stay open and not be hassled every 15 minutes by some health department Nazi who doesn't have those medical credentials coming in and telling them what type of medical procedure to use. Oh, and by the way, the mask pores are 1,000 times bigger than the virus, so it's like using a chain link fence to keep out mosquitoes. So let's all grow up. Let's have our government start serving the people. It's tough bananas. If they want to be scared, fine, stay out of our face. If the ninnies out there who are all for wearing a mask and taking the vaccine, stay home. Don't come out in public telling Patrick Hall what to do in his business, which is private, telling me what to do in the parking lot of a store, telling somebody else over at the produce aisle what to do. Stay home. Is that clear? All you ninnies, cowards, fools, stay home. The Bible warned us about you. Nowhere in the Beatitudes does it say blessed are the stupid. So all the stupid people who think that the mask works and the vaccine is safe, stay home, okay? Don't bother Patrick. Don't bother us. You can still come out and shop at our establishments and come to our farm, and we'll grow food for you and train your kids in how to be a honorable ninja warrior, and they'll get great physical training and have a great time psychologically and spiritually as well. So I think it's an all-around win-win situation if we can help keep Patrick Hall's place open. So people, could you be a force multiplier? Spread the word of his cause. I'd like this to go viral as soon as possible. The health department, you know, the last we heard, so from where it stands right now, is the lower-level health department, you know, person, Rebecca Henry, now says, okay, this is going upstairs, you know, to the big fish at the top, and we'll see if you get shut down or not, basically. Basically scaring, trying to scare Patrick. I don't think Patrick scares me. When I use the word, I can tell you don't scare easily, but I use that word lightly. But they're trying to intimidate you and coerce you and cause you angst, you know, by threatening you with, well, I'm going to send this up to the big boss now, and I don't know what they're going to do, but it could be a shutdown. I don't know. It's out of my hands now.
Yeah, so, you know, and if they come in this week, Eric, which, you know, is probable,
yeah,
they'll be met with politeness, they'll be met with strength, and they'll be met with facts and civil liberties.
And a lot of video cameras.
And a lot of video cameras, everybody. And I have hundreds of parents behind me who have been instructed.
Well,
know they're willing to, should they come in, and I'll be there all week waiting for them, welcome, hoping they come in, to be honest.
Right.
Because I can't wait to, you know, to really stand up for this. They will get the phones ready, they will start recording, and they will record and make viral me presenting my rights, that, and we will list formal mandates to them. That anyone who can't tolerate a mask, which could be anyone, it is most people, doesn't have to wear one. That's the verbiage in Cuomo's mandate. And they will know that they can't be here without a warrant, that they don't have jurisdictional, but they don't have a health purpose, that the officers can't padlock our doors, that if they try to shut us down, we will invoke our Section 78 right to confer an emergency trial in front of the judge,
yeah,
to build the Lancaster. They can't hold us down until we get that, and they will sigh on the side of freedom. That's going to happen, and it will be polite, and it will be firm.
First of all, I got a heck of a pair of bolt cutters that chain, they can try to chain everything they want. It's not going to last very long. If you give me the go-ahead, I will be happy to be out there on film snipping that lock. But I almost hope they come this week. I mean, I want to have a peaceful ending to this and have never see those Nazis creeps ever again, but I almost hope they come in. I got to see the viral video of 100 little ninja warriors with their cell phone cameras watching the health department goof come in and try to intimidate out. It would be beautiful. I'd rather not have it happen, but if it does, your brother, you're going to win either way. If they stay away, you win. If they come in, you're going to have a video that's going to go beyond viral. I can't wait to see that video of them trying to shut down the Ninja Academy. I almost hope they come in, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we just want to be left alone to help the kids, and the choice is how that's done is up to them.
It is. Beautiful. What a great attitude and what a great operation you have. I hope that people are going to spend at least, hopefully make a few calls, send a few emails on your behalf to the Erie County, New York Health Department, Sheriff and Lancaster Town Supervisor, and at least spread the a force multiplier, people. Whatever's left of social media over at Facebook, use it. I know it stinks and they censor everybody, but use it. Hopefully we get more people involved at Social 1776. I think we're somewhere between 500 and 1,000 people so far. That ain't a bad start for a brand new social media platform, so we're working on that. Spread the word on that as well. No censorship over there. No NSA, no Zuckerberg, no stuff getting taken down. Just make sure if you sign up at Social 1776, people, you use small letters and no spaces on your username. One little technical thing there. So that's great. Daniel, do you have anything to add to all this? What do you think about what's going on, my friend?
Well, it sounds like you guys are in East Germany over there in New York. bad. But I just wanted to ask, did you say you have an appointment to appear before a judge or something?
No, we don't, Daniel. Should they try and give us an order of shutdown, we will then invoke our Section 78 right, which is to have an immediate trial in front of a judge, and they couldn't shut us down before that were to happen. And, you know, my guess is a judge would side would rule on the side of freedom.
And they have, I got to say, in support of the good judges, I'm not even going to call them witches, because there have been a bunch of good ones recently, upwards of five on the books, and, oh, I got to say, maybe a half a dozen on the side rumors and conversations of things that are not on the record, but so to speak, you hear through the grapevine. More than a few judges are on our side right now. So, and what is happening is, and they've ruled such in the musician's case, in the restaurant case, in the Robbie De Niro workout center case, the judges are all coming down on the side of freedom. Open up restrictions. The state has not proved its case. Sorry, Jack. Sorry, Cuomo. You're out of luck on this one. So, judges, kudos. I can't believe I'm saying this. Way to go. Many of them doing the right thing right now. We want to give our shout out to all the good judges. Thank you for your help and continue to do so. You're only going to have the support of all the good people in this country on your side. So here's the problem. Cuomo appointees, meaning certain judges appointed to, because not all judges are elected right now. Some are elected, some are appointed. So the appointee judges, some of the higher ones, are coming in trying to overturn and overrule the other judges' rulings. And so we have a battle of the judges now. This is getting really epic here. So the system is not a unified front. They have many chinks in their armor, and there's many of them who are on the inside who are on our side. I know a lot of guys in three-letter agencies are sick and tired of what's going on, and they just can't really come out and say it, because you know what's going to happen. They're going to get immediately fired or set up on some bogus charge, and they're going to try to lock them up. So...
I would like to invite Erie County Executive Mark Polentires to bring his kids in to the Hybrid Ninja Academy on me, no charge, for an open play session. And they're welcome to wear masks or not masks, but I want him to see the joy that goes on in the faces of those children.
I would love that.
That they feel. I invite Mark Polentires, and please tag him in this. It's on me. There's no cost. And I would love for him to look into the faces of these kids and have to make a decision to try and shut us down.
Well, very interesting you brought up Mark Polentires. And I didn't specifically mention him in this phone call. We've previously had many dealings with him. We a bunch of people in this area, served him a whole buttload of criminal trespass warnings. He got a ton of them. And all of a sudden at that time, he kind of disappeared. He went back into the shadows. He stopped coming on the radio station and the TV every 3 days and terrorizing people. We're going to shut you down. We're going to take your certificate of occupancy. If you don't do this or that, we're going to have your power turned off. We're going to put a chain lock on your insurance is going to get canceled. Like, he has the power to do that.
Well,
but anyway,
I'd like him to reappear, and I'm reaching my hand across the aisle, and to reappear less as a jerk and more as what he's been hired to do. And I would like him to bring his kids in, and I'd like to shake his hand without gloves on, and you know, let him know we're all on the same, we all want to get
the
world back to normal. And I want Mark Polentires to look at these kids. I want his kids to enjoy what I deliver every day to the kids at the Hybrid Ninja Academy. So, Mark, please take me up on it.
Panhandle Adventure, Yeah, I'm gonna give you a good news and a bad news on that theme. I love it. First of all, we always want to reach our hand out and offer an olive branch to the enemy. We get much more results with the carrot than the stick. I'm big time about let's wait on the fight and the violence, even the paperwork servings. Let's try to resolve this and move forward. And that, boy, he would be one of the greatest men in the world. Him and the leader of North Korea and Putin and a handful of other globalists like Kissinger and Rothschild actually got on their knees and repented to Jesus. That would just make me... They'd be the greatest men alive and really meant it. They'd be the greatest men ever. And if they repented, unfortunately, there seems to be a level of evil that is incorrigible. So I'm not saying the offers to, get that offer out there. And I'm going to
come up. I'm willing to give him a chance to do it. I don't think he'll take it, but I want him to know that this is not a militant stance. This is a cooperative stance that is for the good of the children.
Yeah, we just have to be prepared for the possibility that they may turn their back on that offer and reject and say, nope, we don't want to have, and they continue doing their evil, at which time, hey, dude, you're absolved. You tried. You did the honorable thing. You handed the olive branch. You put your hand out. You said, everything's cool, my bad, or whatever. We're just got to move forward with freedom. Let's come together.
I'm not saying my bad.
I correct that. I retract that statement. But I'm just in the spirit of, forget the my bad part. But, hey, can we move forward from here? We're just looking to have our freedom, respect. Anything you can come up with.
What is the end result that we want? Let's drop the politics, drop the masks, right? Let's, take care of these kids. Let's take care of businesses. Let's take care of each other. Enough of the restriction. Government, the Constitution is to protect us from the government, not to protect them from us,
Yep. And when you've done that, and then at that point, whether they accept the offer, the olive branch or not, then it's on there. You've done your part. It's now on them. It's on their conscience. They're the ones who, said, forget it. I'm not going to accept your peace offer, so to speak. And then that's their problem. From there on in, you can hold your head high. You tried to do the right thing. You took every step that you could to remedy the situation. And it was them who refused. So I really like that. I would love to see him come in. I think we both know he's probably not going to, but I think we should still make a point of getting the offer through to his people that, hey, would he like to come in and see what a, what a positive thing this Hybrid Ninja Academy really is and what a service
is. Look what can be if you stop pressing your thumb on us.
Right, right. Oh, boy. If they totally took off the gloves or, raised the restriction, pulled the boot off your throat, how many different... Every lessening of the pressure that the state puts upon you, even the typical taxation and stuff like that you go through, whether it's personal tax, property tax, everything that they would lessen on you, every burden that they would lessen would be an increase in your prosperity and the health and well-being of all the kids that you service. So,
I go back to the fact, I follow the science too. We've had zero cases of COVID traced to the Hybrid Ninja Academy. So we had 14 and shut down the healthy. I've read the Bible 7 times, and I don't remember them quarantining the people who aren't the lepers.
Right. That's the whole trick with their whole COVID-19 trickery. Pump the numbers, call in stuff that's not coronavirus, COVID-19, and just keep everybody locked in that state of fear on something where they can't prove that there's any pandemic. They can't prove that there's any emergency. Where's the pandemic and where's the emergency? I don't want these falsy, phony numbers from PCR testing, people who aren't even sick. I don't care what the numbers say. Show me the sick people. Show me the hospitals capacity are overflowing. Prove that there's a pandemic. Prove that there's an emergency. And that's why so many recent court cases have gone, our way as a general people, because the judges are seeing that the state can't prove that there's an emergency or a pandemic. So that's why I think, Daniel, to answer your question, there's not a hearing scheduled in court right now, but should the hassle keep coming, we're going to, Patrick is, and, with our assistance, hopefully we'll, will require his judicial hearing for the.
I have a question for Patrick. So I've noticed on your website that you have a waiver for the kids and the parents.
We do.
I would like to suggest that on your waiver you would add the mask mandate, that, you know, a waiver for the mask, so it's in writing.
Sure, that's a good idea. We can take a look at that and we'll make an adjustment. I think that's a good point. Good point, Daniel.
So, anyways, we've got about 2 minutes left, Patrick. Is there anything else that you would like to add that you haven't said at this point? And is there a place where, if at some point you're going to need some kind of legal assistance, where people can help to donate to your defense fund?
Sure. Well, you know, here's the deal. I'm hoping that it doesn't get to that point, Daniel. I'm very confident in the steps we're taking. I'm very confident in Eric's help. I'm confident in the community of the Hybrid Ninja Academy. I have great parents who are standing by my side. We're going to be polite, like I said, but we're going to be firm. I believe that, you know, both, or all three, Rebecca, Gail, and Michael, are going to get trespassing letters in the mail from us. They're getting cease and desist. We have a mountain of paperwork telling them they have no right to shut us down. If they try to, we have a plan in place. So I don't think it's going to come to that. Should it come to that, I would cross that bridge when it gets there. But I have nothing set up.
You got about 30 seconds before the end of the show here. We'll let you close
up. Yeah. I would just, you know, like to thank everyone for, you know, hearing my voice. Daniel, Eric, thank you for the platform. We need more people to be strong. And again, we're not asking for things that aren't guaranteed to us in the Constitution. We're only asking for a constitutional freedom, and we're going to get it.
Beautiful.
Amen. All right, and with that being said, Patrick, I just want to thank you for joining us here today, as well as Eric. And we'll probably do a follow-up discussion at some point. And if you need any more assistance in the future here, Courtroom Watch, we will be here for you guys. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Patrick and Daniel. Thank you so much both for having us on.
Yes, sir. And with that being said, I just want to say thank you to our audience for participating and helping out Courtroom so much over the years here, guys. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. And we will talk to you guys again soon. God bless and have a wonderful night. Happy Mother's Day. Good night.
Take care.
Bye.
I pray to God that you find me. You don't give up on me. Reach out to me, and I'll reach back to you. I'll hold you forever, and I'll never let you go. I swear from this day forward, I'm gonna be a better man. I'm gonna do everything in my power to prove to you that I'm good enough for you. That I can walk this road, that I can go the narrow path, that I can walk the line, I can be like Johnny Cash, and I can walk the line. I pray to God that you find me, you don't give up on me. Reach out to me, and I'll reach back to you. I'll hold you forever, and I'll never let you go. I swear from this day forward, I'm gonna be a better man. I'm gonna do everything in my power to prove to you that I'm good enough for you. That I can walk this road, that I can go the narrow path, that I can walk the line, I can be like Johnny Cash, and I can walk the line.